Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, the weather in Tel Aviv is warm and sunny, perfect for a stroll by the beach. In Jerusalem, expect a mild day with clear skies. Meanwhile, in Haifa, the day will be cool and breezy. Here are today's headlines. First, just in from Israel Hayom, the U.S. is offering Lebanon hundreds of millions to free itself from Iran. The aid is conditional on strengthening the regime in Beirut against Iranian funding. Also from Walla earlier this hour, a report suggests a senior U.S. general is seeking an escape route from a potential war with Iran. Also this hour, according to Israel Hayom, the U.S. aid offer to Lebanon, mentioned earlier, aims to bolster the Lebanese army. Separately, Inet reports that Hezbollah violated the ceasefire this morning with a drone strike on an IDF force in southern Lebanon. No casualties or damage were reported. And finally, from JNS, the U.S. has sanctioned crypto exchanges accused of laundering billions for the Iranian regime, as revealed earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Ayal Yacobi reported just minutes ago that the Picayune Rancheria of the Chukchansi Indians have exited a California tribal lawsuit against Kalshi. John Spencer, a security analyst, posted earlier today that Lithuanian authorities have found 12 border tunnels this year. These migrant tunnels direct suspicion toward Minsk. ME24, a Middle East news outlet, shared that a Somaliland delegation has returned after life-saving medical procedures in Israel, organized by Save a Child's Heart. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the U.S. offer to Lebanon. According to Israel Hayom, the American bill aims to provide vast aid to the Lebanese army. This is intended to reduce Tehran's influence over Beirut. The proposal underscores the U.S.'s strategic interest in stabilizing Lebanon amid regional tensions. For the Lebanese people, this could mean a stronger national defense and reduced foreign dependency. Turning to the U.S. general's concerns, Walla reports that General Dan Kane has privately expressed a need for an exit from potential conflict with Iran. This highlights growing unease within military ranks about escalating tensions. The implications for U.S. foreign policy could be significant, possibly affecting military strategy in the region. Meanwhile, Hezbollah's drone attack earlier today marks another breach of the ceasefire. Ynet confirms that the strike targeted IDF forces, but caused no harm. This incident follows a pattern of ceasefire violations, increasing tensions along Israel's northern border. For civilians, this raises fears of further escalation. Finally, the U.S. sanctions on cryptocurrency exchanges, reported by JNS, aim to curtail Iran's financial evasion tactics. The targeted exchanges allegedly helped Iran bypass sanctions through cryptocurrency networks. This move further tightens economic pressure on Tehran, impacting its global financial dealings. On the economic front, first, from tech, Israel has quietly received its newest submarine, the INS Drakon. This expands the Navy's strategic capabilities with advanced technology. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights a growing trend of Israelis renting storage. The demand rises as apartment spaces shrink and more people move houses. And finally, Walla Business reports that $250 million has flowed to organizations in the U.S. accused of inciting against Israel. This funding raises concerns over the influence of such groups on international perceptions of Israel. Use a string. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.